What happens when integrating into the community and a person's community safety goals appear to be a barrier to inclusion? Let's listen to this next story to see how important it is to assess risks, benefits, and allow the dignity of risk in some situations. A direct support professional shared this story with us.
During my second shift at a new group home, I asked Anitra, one of the women I supported, if she wanted to go for a walk. While on the walk, I was asking Anitra questions about her neighborhood and finding ways to connect with her as we were building trust in our new working relationship. I learned that Anitra had moved into the group home approximately 1 year ago and did not know the names of any of her neighbors. As we walked, I smiled and waved to people sitting outside or in their gardens, and Anitra responded to me, "Do you know those people?" I told her that I did not, but since I was working over here, I wanted to be friendly and act neighborly. I asked Anitra if she was planning on going to National Night Out, and Anitra responded that she didn't know what that was. I explained to her the event was held across the country every year as a night for neighbors to spend time together out on closed streets and each other's yards and parks. I shared with her that they use this night to get to know each other more, to share food, play games, and talk about how everyone can look out for each other to increase safety for everyone in their neighborhood. I suggested that this would be a nice time to get out and talk more with her neighbors. Anitra responded to me that she has a goal to not talk to strangers and added, "You never know who you're living next to. You just have to be safe these days."